Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
David Summerstein is a DJ at North Country Public Radio in Canton, New York, and host of the program The Beat Authority. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
It's going well. And all the songs you have brought us are, as you put it, dance grooves from all over the world. How did you get into this genre?
I was living in Spain in the late 80s and just sort of found these musicians then who are just mixing different beats from all over the world, especially Mano Negra. Mm-hmm. You may know the guy Manu Chao.
Right, Manu Chao.
Yeah, and that just sort of led to an exploration of like Latin alternative and African music. And, you know, I like to explore where all these traditions sort of intersect and then mix with like hip hop tradition and electronic music.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of the ones that you brought us. This is called Barocan. This is by Jelly Tapa. What a cool sound there. Jelly Tapa, by the way, is from Mali, currently living in Montreal.
Yeah, and Montreal has been like this natural destination for immigrants from Francophone Africa for generations because of the French, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's now home to North America's largest African music festival, Nuit d'Afrique. So what you have year-round in Montreal is this just great intermingling and sampling and sharing of all these African-Canadian musicians, such as Jelly Tapa, who is from a family of griots in Mali. She's been living in Montreal since 2004. And the producer of this album is this guy, Caleb Rimtobai, who goes by Afrotronix. And he's this producer. You'll see him dressed in these cool futuristic outfits on stage, almost like Captain Kirk. And they talk about this sort of Afrofuturism. And what I love about this music is Tapa's voice is so powerful over this sort of pulsating, echoey music. And it's electronic and futuristic without sounding remixy, you know, also maintaining the music's traditional roots.
And what is a family of griots?
A family of griots is griots are the traditional keepers of music in Malian culture and much of West African culture, passing it on from generations to generations, performing at weddings and other ceremonies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the next one you brought us is called El Terron. This is by The Bongo Hop featuring Nidia Gongora.
Todo un paisaje se refleja así. El atardecer trae su propia magia y la sultana llueve ver desde estas lindas montañas bonitas llenas de color y de gente linda, solidaria y con sabor, 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 sabor. Ay, hermanita, te invito yo a ver la sultana y el encanto del terror. Sabor, sabor.
All of a sudden, I feel like it's hotter outside.
Oh, yeah. This is just like, this is a total banger on the club dance floor, you know, when I play this, when I DJ. People just lock into that groove. And it is like this collaboration between French trumpetist Etienne Savet, who's from Lyon, France. But he lived for many years in Cali, Colombia. And his neighbor was veteran producer Quantic, who produces sort of global beats from all over the world, mixing these cultures. And Quantic introduced him to Nidia Gangora, who has that amazing voice. She was singing in a folkloric group when she met Quantic, and, you know, her career really blew up from there. She has such a distinctive voice.
Okay, well, the next one you wanted us to hear is called Tata Fatigue. This is by Vodou Game. This almost sounds like it could be from the 1970s.
Yeah, absolutely. Pure Afro-funk and definitely in the tradition of James Brown. And it's the brainchild of this guy named Peter Solo, who is Togolese, living also in Lyon, France, coincidentally. And Solo's mother is a voodoo priestess. His father is Catholic, so he sort of grew up in both worlds, and he plays what he calls voodoo funk, you know, which is mixing James Brown and American soul music with what he says are like the rhythms of voodoo ceremonies that he took part in his home country. And this whole album is just, and the song is just crazy funky with a really sweet, just analog sound that is perfect for dancing.
Lyon, France, by the way, I went to when I was a kid and had the first ever coq au vin that I have ever had, and it became my favorite dish of all time. Lyon is, of course, the culinary capital of Europe, many would say, but also, obviously, a lot of music coming out of Lyon.
Yeah, culinary mix of great music, right, as well.
Okay, the last one that you brought us is a new single from the Big Six Brass Band in New Orleans. This is called The Mind. Now, people who know New Orleans know this is the sound of the city. The Big Six like to play in the streets, in parking lots, even in a Popeyes. Recently, yeah, a video showed that.
On Twitter.
Tell us why you picked this one, and how did you first encounter the Big Six?
Yeah, so it's festival season in New Orleans. Mardi Gras has passed us, and now it's Jazz Fest next month. And I was just in New Orleans a few weeks ago visiting a friend, and she said, you got to check out the Big Six Brass Band. This is like the next hot second line band. Mm-hmm. And I went to a second line. It's a sort of Sunday tradition in New Orleans where, mm-hmm. you know, bands just sort of take over the streets. They publish the route and anyone can catch up and march along, and they go for miles over 3 hours. And it's just like they take ordinary neighborhood streets and transform them into like something really powerful and beautiful, people owning the streets. So the Big Six is like one of these new bands. It's a very young musician's game because you got to be out there blowing your horn in the hot sun. And I just love they have a lot of hip hop influence. A lot of brass bands do these days. But I just love the energy and the party atmosphere of the Big Six.
Seems like you also love France because all of these songs have some French connection.
Yeah, you know, it just kind of coincidentally happened. But, you know, there are so many different cultures mixing in France, especially in Paris and apparently Lyon, and also music that has gone out to other parts of the world like New Orleans, where things are continuing to move along. And there just happens to be a real deep, danceable, funky groove in a lot of sort of mm-hmm. French-derived music these days.
That is David Summerstein, who hosts the program The Beat Authority at North Country Public Radio in Canton, New York. David, thanks so much.
Oh, so much fun. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
And how nice to have so much music with ties to France, as we're all thinking about France after the fire at Notre Dame. You're listening to Here and Now.